B-Pod Studios.
Now, here's Pebbles with what's hot and trending.
The latest coronavirus numbers. New Hampshire ordered to stay home. A first for Massachusetts and new parking rules for Boston. Melissa has a juice coming up.
Only one thing can free R. Kelly. Yep, you got it. The coronavirus.
Wow. Leroy has your sports.
And someone done took the whole Tom Brady is Jesus thing way too far.
But first, as of yesterday afternoon, there have been 10 new COVID-19 related deaths in Massachusetts, bringing the state's total to 25. There are now 2,417 confirmed cases, and over 23,000 people have been tested. In New Hampshire, Governor Sununu has issued a stay-at-home order and has directed all non-essential businesses that have not already closed to do so by midnight tonight. In order to help fight coronavirus, Massachusetts became the first state to ask medical schools to let fourth-year medical students graduate early. All medical schools have agreed.
Oh, God. Now you're going to have like people
anyway.
Just out of school. Yeah, but still, I don't want a rookie working on me. All more incentive for me to stay healthy. Seriously.
Humble brag. And Boston Mayor Marty Walsh announced some new parking rules. If you have a residential sticker, you can use meter spots for free within your neighborhood. He had previously announced that cars will not be ticketed or towed for street cleaning. All right, here's Melissa with the juice.
All right, well, Rihanna fans got a treat at midnight last night when they got new music from her for the first time since 2017. Now, it wasn't exactly the Rihanna we've been waiting for. It was a feature. Party Next Door dropped his album that included the track Believe It with Rihanna on the hook.
Open titties in my lounge, baby. Okay. Only titties that I need is the ones that is quarantined.
Not exactly what I expected, but I like it.
No.
All right, let's hear. I need to hear it a couple more times because right now I prefer quarantine.
Okay, of course you do. Rihanna fans were happy, but a bit disappointed that they've been waiting for her to drop her album for the longest time and they're having to settle for this for now. But it's still a glimmer of hope that her album will be on the way soon. French Montana. This is a really disturbing story. He's being accused of sexual battery. A woman going by the name of Jane Doe says French and one of his associates have a habit of going to bars, inviting women back to his house, giving them alcohol and drugs only to seduce them and have sex with them. In her case, she says they encouraged her to take a shot and she blacked out, was then in and out of consciousness, but witnessed several men coming in and out of the bedroom, one of which she believes was French. She went to the hospital where a rape kit was administered and they did find a sample where they believe they can positively identify the men involved. She's seeking damages for the extreme emotional distress, anxiety, flashbacks, and depression that she experiences since the alleged attack. Wow. And after all this time of R. Kelly trying to get out of jail, looks like there may be some hope for him on the horizon. And it's all because of the coronavirus. R. Kelly's attorney, Steven Greenberg, filed a motion Thursday in which he refers to the coronavirus spreading around the world and the health risks that he believes R. Kelly is facing while being in jail in Chicago. He says no matter what steps they take to sanitize the facility, it won't be enough to stop R. Kelly from getting sick and that social distancing is impossible. He says that
those all sound like a benefit to me.
Well,
of R. Kelly staying in jail.
I mean, yeah. I don't know. Well, he's also saying, too, that they are like hospitals where they have absolutely no, ways to protect themselves. They have like one bottle of hand sanitizer on each floor, and it's for the employees only. He's pretty much saying that the inmates have no ways to protect themselves.
Right. Well, listen, here's the thing. Right now, people are tossing a lot of ridiculous out there. And when I say people, I mean the president. They're saying a lot of ridiculous things as far as coronavirus ideas are concerned. I have a ridiculous idea. How about we get all the people who are in prison, right? Like the low-level crimes and stuff like that, like drugs, nothing. I don't know. But whatever's a low-level crime, let them out or move them somewhere else.
Have been escaping. Have you been seeing those videos?
Yeah, that's crazy. Now, a lot of the high-level criminals are just the people that we don't want to see anymore. R. Kelly, Harvey Weinstein, people of that nature. We stick them all in one prison and stick somebody in there who has corona.
Jesus.
And
Let it go.
Let nature take its course.
Well, no word on when the judge will make their decision. Here's Leroy with sports.
All right, sad news in the world of sports. Harlem Globetrotters legend Curly Neal, he passed away at the age of 77. We might as well go ahead and just cancel WrestleMania. Roman Reigns has removed himself from the event.
No!
Yes, and now see, he's battled cancer, and he knows that catching COVID-19 is just too risky.
Yeah.
So I don't blame him for that.
Holy crap. So he was supposed to fight Goldberg, who's a million years old.
Yeah, just cancel the whole thing.
Oh, man,
but
just bring back.
How's that going to happen? Are they going to they have to cancel,
they have
right?
to.
Isn't that the headline?
Just bring back Hulk Hogan.
Oh, no.
Have two old guys really slowly beat the crap out
of
each other.
I love Hogan, but no. Shout out to NBA superstar Steph Curry. He interviewed Dr. Fauci on his Instagram Live, and honestly, from what I watched, it was very informative. It was good.
Lyra, this is a stretch for sports.
I know.
Dr. Anthony Fauci.
I know.
In sports.
And
he talked to an athlete. That's a sports report.
It was good, though. Yeah. Reports came out last night that the NFL commissioner, Roger Goodell, sent a letter to all the teams saying that the NFL draft will happen as scheduled. That's April 23rd through the 25th. And he also said that public discussion of issues relating to the draft serves no useful purpose and is grounds for disciplinary action. That's crazy. This dude is a savage. And apparently, there's some confusion at the White House. Someone might have suggested that Tom Brady could heal the world of coronavirus if he was in charge and President Trump wasn't having it.
We had a terrific meeting. Somebody in the fake news said that one of the governors said, oh, we need Tom Brady. I said, yeah. He meant that in a positive way. He said, we need Tom Brady. But they took it differently. They think Tom Brady should be leading the effort. That's only fake news, and I like Tom Brady. Spoke to him the other day.
Great guy. Humble brag.
Oh, he's a mess. No.
I actually believe that Tom Brady could cure it. If we just took a sample of his blood, of his DNA, that golden blood, his blood is not red, it's gold. I guarantee we could find the cure for not just corona, but every other disease.
Yeah, you know, I play around with Tom Brady, too, when it comes to the whole, you know, healing the land and stuff. But everybody else, like, relax, calm down. No games tonight, but ESPN will be playing sports movies on Friday night, starting tonight. The Rookie is the movie that they're going to play tonight, and that starts at 8, and that's your sports.
All right, some good news for you. Everyone's looking for ways to pass the time being stuck inside, and a nursing home in Wales came up with this great idea for their seniors. So they're doing cooking and crafts and playing games, but the best game they played, Hungry Hungry Hippos, but not the board game, or the what? It's not a board, but you know the game.
Right.
They're playing it with the rest. So they have the balls in the middle of the room. Residents are being pushed in their wheelchairs. And then they have these poles with like buckets on the end. It is the best video.
Yo.
It's on the Get Up Crew Facebook page if you want to see it.
It is cute. But if it wasn't for Corona, people, if somebody did that probably a year ago, they'd be like, look what these people are doing to these residents. That's so me. Because if it was me, I'd get too competitive. And next thing you know, my person's falling off the wheelchair. Come on, grab it. What's wrong with you?
But they look like they have. Having fun. I love it. It's so great. And thanks to everyone that's out there taking care of our seniors. And that's your good news. This report made hot by Sullivan Tire. It's Sullivan Tire's 65th St. Patrick's sale event, the biggest and best one ever. Get instant savings on all tires, all tire brands in stock. I can't read my writing. Now through March 31st. SullivanTire.com.
I can relate to writing things down and then not being able to figure out what the hell I wrote down later on so much.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.